And my goodness, if I may inquire, because I do get the question once in a while from good friends or folks watching the show here and there, the fact they'll say, now, how many folks can they handle out there at one time or another? 12-bed facility, right?
Right, Stan. We have 12 patient rooms, and they're all private. We have, you know, bathrooms and, you know, just places for families to be able to sleep in the homes. They've got their own closet if they want to bring things with them. It's a nice big 6-foot closet. Oxygen, everything's there. So we have, it's all set up so that families can be very comfortable here. So.
And Chef, where are you? Just came in right here.
I got some no-bakes, and I did burn them for you, Stan. I used
no-bakes
my,
and didn't burn them. That's very nice.
Yes. My gloves.
He's been known to slip on that.
I got a little flour on my outfit, but other than that...
That will increase your tip, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the tip is don't wear the apron with these clothes. Yeah, we've always baked no-bakes for Stan, and I usually burn them. So we just thought, this time I'm going to do it right.
And gift wrap, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is our last show. We had to have something special for you.
Asbestos foil. You can't beat that. We got it cheap. So.
Community outreach coordinator and chef personified.
Yep.
Yes. Beautiful job.
Yeah,
beautiful
these
job.
They really are nice. There are a few singes on the side, but I think we can chip that off. And,
being as you, I'll forgive you. I'll tell you that right now.
We can make, kind of make it like, you know, they have that popcorn chicken at KFC. We can do like no-bake popcorn where we cut off all the burnt parts.
No heat or anything.
Sell in a box, right. Yeah, don't microwave it.
Now, I always introduce you properly, community outreach coordinator. What folks say, well, now, what does that mean, really? I mean, public relations, public information, so on.
Somewhat, and what I try to do, I understand fully what we do here, being a patient care volunteer for 14 years, but we also celebrate life. We enjoy life. We comfort. We do whatever we can. And it is a sad time in life, but you're still alive. And we do what we can to help people. We comfort them physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And part of the emotional comfort is to enjoy life, you know, to celebrate life. And we do things for patients if it seems appropriate. You know, we've taken patients to different locations, or we've escorted them to different areas. We helped one woman who was, her daughter was getting married. The mother was on service, and we were able to get her into a comfortable enough condition still, and our nurse went with her to the wedding, and she went down the aisle with her daughter.
Is that right?
And that's something we don't give up on patients. There was an article in the Eagle Gazette where the woman was being released from the hospital up in Columbus, and what she needed to do was come to the Pickering House. Mm-hmm. What she wanted to do was go home. So we sent her home instead of to the Pickering House. She wanted to be with her pets. And she is doing much better now. We thought she had a very short life expectancy, talking about hours. And that was 2-3 weeks ago. So what we do is what the patient wants, and it is amazing how that helps.
And how busy a schedule are we, Denise and or Rick certainly commenting here, on how busy are we on making house calls, home calls, and so on?
Well, Stan, we're out there every day.
Okay.
We have nurses available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so weekends, nights. We actually have separate staff that work at night, so they're fresh and ready to go if a family or a patient needs us. You know, one thing nice about hospice is that a nurse can go, just like Rick said, for comfort. It doesn't have to be a need to maybe change a catheter or draw blood. It could just be because the patient wants us to check them or the family just needs some support. So I think that's the beauty of hospice, is we can go just for those kind of things. It doesn't have to be always a medical need for the nurse to make a visit. Sometimes people are just afraid, you know, and they just want that assurance that there's someone there to help them.
We had Mary Scott on one time, our clinical nurse, and she was talking about one time she went to visit a patient. The wife was very upset about her husband, how he was reacting. So Mary went out and found out, I guess, the dosage for his medicine had changed. The body was kind of adjusting to what was going on. It wasn't anything serious, but Mary noticed that the wife, was very upset. So she said, why don't you take a nap and I'll just stay with your husband? Mm-hmm. And the wife said, I can't do that. You're a nurse. You got to get going. And Mary said, no, I'll just stay. And so Mary stayed for 2 hours while the wife took a nap. And that has nothing to do with medicine, but that has everything to do with hospice.
Yes.
That's what we do. We comfort. In this case, it was just an emotional comfort to the wife to know that she could take a nap and a nurse was there with her husband.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that I always like to mention when we talk about our staff is that They have special training, though, on, you know, things that are specific to hospice, like that special pain management. You know, since we are here to make sure our families and especially our patients are comfortable, sometimes our nurses need that special training. And so they go through all that when they work with us. So they are, you know, prepared to take care of those needs. And that's a comfort as well. You know, the other thing, you know, Stan, I'd really like to mention, you know, when we talk about, you know, Fairhope, and I know Dr. Roach talked about some of the things that are really unique to our hospice, we really try to achieve high standards here. And so that's what I'm talking about with the training and things. But I have an announcement today that we just found out about Tuesday, and that is that all of our medical directors are now certified, board certified in hospice and palliative medicine, which when we got online and looked at that, there are no other physicians in Fairfield County, and even Hocking County, that have those credentials. So Dr. Jerome Roach, Dr. Brian Barney, and Dr. Tom Voyne are all certified in hospice and palliative medicine, which, you know, that they just got the results, Dr. Roach and Dr. Varney, that they passed this national exam. And Dr. Voyne has already been certified. So we just have a lot to be proud of here. I mean, when you're thinking of hospices, you know, we go above and beyond the extra, and even our physicians. You know, it's not mandatory for them to do that, but they want to do that to show that they are devoted to hospice and palliative care and to the care and the specific needs of patients. You know, oftentimes people at the end of their life, they feel like, oh, you know, they don't care about me. They're brushing me off to the side. There's nothing more that can be done. But with hospice, there's a lot to be that can be done. And here our physicians are, you know, getting that special certification to show, hey, we have special training and we, you know, are experts in this area. So I want to congratulate our physicians and, you know, and really congratulate them on, you know, being certified now.
As far as certification for those fine gentlemen, did they have to do a lot of studying for one big test or something, or how's that work?
Well, actually, there is they have a minimum amount of hours that they have to spend with hospice, and they have to. So there are prerequisites before they can actually take the test. So there is a lot of training involved. They spend a lot of time with hospice teams. I'm sure there is studying involved. Although Dr. Roach has been with us for 25 years, he probably could have wrote the test himself, I think. But really, there is, yeah, he knew the answers. But there really is a lot involved with it. And just like any test, it's a national certification test. So, you know, certainly there are people that pass and there are people that don't. So we're just so proud of our physicians that, you know, they are really dedicated to that. And as a hospice, that speaks volumes for us and what we're trying to do.
It's part of what I do. I try to emphasize that Fairhope is much better than many hospices. People think hospice is hospice. It's a philosophy of care, but we are just 10 steps above, I think. Like Denise had said, local employees who call on our neighbors, that's that extra touch. You know, Dr. Roach and Dr. Voyne, Dr. Varney being certified, many hospices don't have any, they don't have medical directors.
Oh,
I mean, we are just
it's
10 steps above so many of the other ones. So,
and I think I've had the privilege here, of course, for several years on the monthly visit in the Pickering House here in the latter part of our schedule here. And I'm just saying, Rick, I always ask you usually about when you speak before a group here. I know he speaks before organizations, civic journals, social groups, and so forth. What's the typical one or two questions you get from people who don't know anything about it? You know?
How much does it cost? And what if we live longer than 6 months? They hear it's 6 months or less. You know, we are very easy to get along with. Somebody can sign off anytime they want for no reason. There's no fees or charges involved, and our service is free. We invoice the private insurance. If that doesn't work, we invoice Medicare. If that doesn't work, we use funds from donations. You'll read in the obituaries. We use those donations. We have fundraisers. So we one sentence gets you in. If the primary physician feels it's 6 months or less, if the disease follows its normal course, we don't ask about finances. We don't ask about religious beliefs. We don't ask about the illness. It's irrelevant. 6 months or less, and you get your no-bakes. Can't beat that.
An outreach coordinator who doesn't burn no-bakes.
Yes.
That's very nice.
There are not many hospices like that, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, Stan, you know, really, this is the last time you're going to be with Town and Country here with us. And I want to really publicly thank you for all that you've done. Yeah. You know, sometimes hospice isn't something people want to talk about over the dinner table or lunch table. And so you've really helped us increase awareness of the things that we can do to help people. And I just think that shows what a public servant you are. And I'm wishing you well, because I know you're not really retiring. You've got a lot of other work ahead of you. So, but I want to thank you for all that you've done and the contributions you've made to our hospice.
I really appreciate that deeply. I say that. And I certainly always look back at so memorable days for me when Virginia Pickering would be on the show with us a time or two, the lady who created this, basically speaking.
Absolutely. And you were such a good sport. You know, I was going to try to get a construction hard hat for you to wear today.
Yeah, with E.C. Babbert.
Yeah, with E.C. Babbert. Right. But, you know, you really have gone above and beyond, so it's
been
fun.
Thank you, folks. And the no-bake cookie gag was born right over here.
That's right.
It's kind of good that we finish here as well.
Original material, yes.
Yep,
thank you so much.